For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met more foreign leaders who are here in Beijing for China's V-Day commemorations. During his meeting with Chairman of the Presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Dragan Kovic, President Xi thanked Kovic for attending the commemorations and pledged to develop stronger ties with his country. He stressed Bosnia and Herzegovina is a reliable good friend of China in Central and Eastern Europe. Kovic said he was delighted to visit China on the 20th anniversary of bilateral ties. President Xi Jinping also said that China and the Czech Republic should continue to consolidate the political basis for bilateral relations and boost cooperation in various fields. He made the remarks during a meeting with Czech President Miloš Zeman. Zeman said his country will actively take part in cooperation projects with the framework of the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative. Peng Liyuan, wife of Chinese President Xi Jinping, has met with Irina Bokova, Director General of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization on Female Education. During the meeting on Friday, Peng says she will continue to fulfill the mission of Special UNESCO Envoy for the promotion of women's education to fight for the right of education for women and girls. Bokova is in Beijing for China's commemorations for the 70th anniversary of the victory of the war against Japanese aggression. Clean-up work at the blast site of the Tianjin explosions is about to finish. Local officials said on Friday that containers there have been cleared, while polluted water and soil at the blast site has been transported to safety. Two explosions ripped through a large area in Tianjin port on August 12, killing 160 people. 13 people are still missing. Air quality monitors detected several pollutants at the blast site, but the concentrations were all within national standards. A new Sri Lankan National Unity government has taken oaths before President Mathripala Sirisena. The new government consists of 43 ministers. It came after parliamentary approval to appoint more ministers than the 30 approved by the country's constitution. Sri Lanka's ruling United National Party won a parliamentary election on August 17th. The party agreed to join hands with the opposition United People's Freedom Alliance to form a national government and work together in parliament for the next 2 years. An Indian court has sentenced three men to 20 years in jail for the rape of a 19-year-old Japanese tourist in February. The main accused is 24-year-old Ajit Chowdhury, who raped and then dumped the Japanese tourist at an isolated location in the western state of Rajasthan. Ajit had also hatched a plan with other accomplices to gang rape her, but the victim managed to escape and approach the police. Pakistan National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz is now in Afghanistan to explore ways to revive the stalled peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents. The Pakistan-brokered peace talks were postponed following the death of Taliban supreme leader Mullah Omar. The Afghan government later cancelled the talks after the Taliban carried out several deadly attacks. Aziz's visit is seen as an important landmark as he will hold bilateral meetings that could help reduce tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. British Prime Minister David Cameron has promised that Britain would take in thousands more Syrian refugees. Cameron said on Friday that Britain would take in people already in refugee camps to provide them with a more direct and safe route to the United Kingdom rather than risking a hazardous journey. Cameron was speaking at a joint news conference with Portuguese Prime Minister Pedro Passos Coelho in Lisbon. Malaysian Transport Minister Liao Tiong Lai says he hopes experts can provide more information on the debris to help the search effort for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. The French side has confirmed that the flapperon discovered in Reunion Island was a part of the MH370 aircraft. In response to the confirmation, the Transport Minister said on Friday that he hoped experts could furnish details such as a precise location of its discovery, which will assist the search team to move forwards. Liao also assured that the Malaysian government, together with China and Australia, would continue with the search effort. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.